Emergency contraception is a high dosage of birth control pills. It almost always prevents pregnancy when taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex. A recent study shows fewer than half of all hospitals in Wisconsin offer emergency contraceptives to rape victims. Supporters of the Senate bill want that change. Angela Rose is the president of the Wisconsin chapter of the National Organization for Women and a sexual assault survivor. She says more emergency contraceptives would give rape victims peace of mind against unwanted pregnancy.
There's absolutely no reason why a woman who is penetrated against her will should even have to think of the possibility that that violation would end in a pregnancy.
The group Pro-Life Wisconsin says it can think of one reason why the bill shouldn't pass. Legislative Director Matt Sandy says the present form of emergency contraception is too likely to induce an abortion if conception has already happened.
If we don't know when conception has occurred, when fertilization has occurred, you know, we certainly don't want to provide chemicals that would induce an abortion.
Supporters of emergency contraception say it's not a morning after abortion pill like RU486, that it can only cut the odds of conception happening in the first place. The bill would suspend the licenses of hospitals caught denying emergency contraceptives twice. A similar bill failed to pass the legislature last year, but its sponsors claim it's gaining bipartisan momentum. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.